You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM. This is the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. But today, we have the pleasure and the privilege to chat to the bearded wonder, as I like to call him, Mr. Tienus Jansen van Rensburg. Welcome back, Tienus.
It's nice to be back. It's a long holiday break.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's almost the end of January. It's like the 777th day. Let's chat about trouble in the land of AI. Well, trouble for certain companies.
Yes, it's been a very interesting week, at least the last couple of days, because all of a sudden the AI landscape has been shaken up and there's a lot of noise around it. So obviously we've been speaking about AI for a while. It's going to be in our lives indefinitely, I would say. Mm-hmm. But this week, a Chinese company launched an AI called DeepSeek, and it's very much a Gen AI type of product, like ChatGPT, like mm-hmm. Gemini, all of these others we've seen over the last couple of years.
Sure.
But it's shaken up the industry because this company has claimed that they only took 2 months to train this AI, and they only spent $6 million to do it. And we know the likes of OpenAI with ChatGPT have spent billions to train those AI. So this is a company from China, so let's take it with a grain of salt. But we don't know what hardware is underpinning this. They've released the app. It's free for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's no paid version yet. And it seems to be, at least from what experts have been testing over the last couple of days, that it is much better and more accurate at the same tasks as something like a ChatGPT Pro, which is a very expensive paid version, 400 Rand a month, and even a Gemini Advanced from Google. It can do everything. It can do the text generation, it can do the image generation, and it's taken the world by storm, and it's now the number one app on the App Store and on the Google Play Store in the world.
Sounds like a bit of a game changer, but what does this mean for the companies who were sort of ruling the roost before this happened?
Well, we've seen with Trump's inauguration as well, he announced that they're going to spend $500 billion investing in AI to make sure that America is, you know, the world leaders. But we always knew that China has been, you know, they've been doing this for a while as well. Mm. And them just coming in and seemingly, we'll see how this kind of happens over the next couple of weeks and months, but seemingly DeepSeek being a very big competitor to these big American companies that have, as I said, spent billions and billions of dollars investing in this technology. And if they're able to do it much cheaper, the only way that's possible is if their algorithms and their AI intelligence is much more efficient and much smarter to do that at a much lower cost. Because these AIs run at millions of dollars per week, per month, just to maintain the servers and the processing power that's needed to be usable to the general public. Yeah. And if they're able to do it at much cheaper, if this is all true, that's a massive blow for these big tech companies. And interestingly, NVIDIA, that is, they are the biggest chip maker for all of these AI companies, essentially run on their GPUs, the H100. And they lost almost $600 billion in valuation in one day, on Monday. This seems to be a threat to their business, because if it is true that this company is so much more efficient, people need less of these chips to do what they're wanting to do.
$600 billion.
That's right. They were the most valuable company in the world, around $3 trillion, and they lost $600 billion almost. Yeah, for the most valuable company in the world to lose, it was about 16-17% in valuation they lost in one day.
Wow.
And we've never seen that before. So again, this is just fueling this competition in AI between different companies in America and now China, and we know there's a couple in the Europe as well. So we're not going to see this battle end anytime soon.
Well, that just means that things get more and more interesting for us, and hopefully more accessible, and they're going to make our days a little bit easier
and cheaper.
Yep. We'll cover a little bit more as we find out more, but AI is going to be a hot topic for the next few years, I think. We'll get back to a tech talk in a week's time. Thanks, Tienus, for coming through.
Thank you.
We'll see you then. We're back to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM.